Good afternoon. This is Michael Marsalek. I've got a guest in studio today here in Missoula. Ann Bezinski is here from the University of Montana. She's director of the UM Opera Theater. They're presenting The Legend of Orpheus at MCT Center for the Performing Arts coming up this next weekend, the 14th through the 16th. Welcome to Public Radio again.
Thank you very much.
This is a reoccurring collaboration of sorts, I understand. Both the music department, the theater department, dance, everybody gets involved and does some sort of a production every couple of years, right?
Yes. The UM Opera Theater and Symphony Orchestra, every other spring, we do an opera together and MCT produces for us. So we have their wonderful design talent. And this time we are working with dancers from UM Dance as well, and it's very exciting.
Well, the production will be staged Friday night, Valentine's Day, the 14th, a matinee and an evening performance on Saturday, the 15th, and then a matinee show as well on the 16th. So talk about The Legend of Orpheus. I understand this is a special production put together for this event, right?
It is. It's kind of it is an original work. We have put it together. The beautiful Orpheus legend, he loves Eurydice, he's this masterful musician. She dies on their wedding day and he ventures down to the underworld to find her and win her back with his beautiful music. So it's a very romantic thing, perfect for bringing your Valentine to. We took our idea from the Metropolitan Opera. They did what they called a Baroque pastiche. So that's Baroque music, the 1600s, early 1700s. Picked pieces for their performers, wrote new texts and a new storyline, and cobbled it all together. And it was very beautiful. So we thought, oh, we have to do that because that music is wonderful for our students. So we chose the story of Orpheus. We picked music kind of tailor-made for the story and for our students, and also for our dancers, because Baroque music is full of movement. It's born to be danced to. So I knew we needed dance as well. So not only David Cody, our music director, and Luis Mian, our conductor, we got Joy French from UM Dance and Bear Bait Dance as her company to bring some dancers on board and do movement for us.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity for the students and a really interesting and fun production.
I think they're enjoying it. They know they're creating something unique.
So you are also stage directing this piece. Talk a little bit about putting something like this together and incorporating so many different media, so many different parts of the performance puzzle.
Indeed. It's been a wonderful adventure. This is one of the most extreme times, that magic thing about collaboration where I don't walk in knowing all the answers. David will find a piece of music. I need a quartet for this. How about this one? I turn to Joy and say, I need people to be moving in kind of this way. Can you give them something? She comes up with something magical. Or I'll describe a basic mood for a dance and she does something beautiful. It's fascinating.
So say something as well about the singers specifically. Obviously, this is an opera, the focus, of course, on these voices that you work with all the time, right? This is part of your department at the university.
Correct. So we looked at who we had, and for example, our Orpheus, our lead, John Nispel, is a super talented singer and performer. Most recently, he was in Avenue Q. He's very versatile. He can sing music theater as well as operatic stuff. He has a particular high baritone range, so we knew we needed the strength of personality. We found a beautiful lament for him that's going to fit exactly in his voice. Ariel Nachtigall is our Venus, who actually is the villain of the piece. She's a baddie, but a fabulous baddie, if I do say so myself, as is Elizabeth Lisitra, her double cast. So we found a sparkling and evil aria for them. Just so much fun going through each thing and saying, ah, here it is. This is going to work.
So you double cast a few of the roles to give extra singers opportunities.
And yes.
Wonderful. So in the process of putting together a production like this, say something about the opportunity, because it's really quite rare to see live, fully staged opera in Montana.
Indeed. I think that's because it takes a village. It is such a huge collaboration. The number of players in the pit, many musicals these days, sadly, are, they can do five players. if they don't have just a keyboard. So to have a full orchestra and all of their schedules, all of their rehearsal, all of their talent, to have a large cast of 28 people. And I always say to people who are new to opera, listening to recordings is just fine. And if you like the high-def broadcasts that happen at the Roxy from the Met, those are magnificent. But to hear it alive, to hear these beautiful young voices, it's not the same at all as not live. The color of the voice, the impact, the goosebump factor is just entirely different when you're there in person.
We're talking about The Legend of Orpheus. It'll be presented by UM Opera Theater in collaboration with the UM Symphony Orchestra, University of Montana Dancers, MCT, staged at the MCT Center for the Performing Arts Friday night, a matinee and an evening performance on Saturday, the 15th of February, and then also a matinee on Sunday, the 16th. For information, contact MCT at 728-PLAY. I've been speaking with Anne Bezinski today, director of UM Opera Theater. Thank you so much.
Thank you.